Hallelujah. Good morning, family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, for a new day so that we can partake of your goodness, the blessings laid out for us, the boundary lines have fallen for us in pleasant places. Thank you, Lord. We got a beautiful inheritance in having you and having all your wisdom, your power and your provision and protection. We appreciate that. Hallelujah. Bless this word this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 85. 95. And it's verses 8 to...
8 and 9, but I'll read from 7.
Yeah, there we go. Hallelujah.
For he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart, as at Meribah, as on the day at Massah in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they have seen my work.
Hallelujah. Well, what happened here? Is here at Meribah is when they were calling on the Lord that why did you take us out of Egypt to let us die of thirst here in the desert? And that's the occasion where God gave them Moses and Aaron a specific commandment: go and speak to the rock, don't heat it. And then they came and they heat it. And then the water came out of the rock. And God was very out of the rock, and they were all had water. But God was perturbed about this whole situation. So we need to learn about this, and we need to understand that God doesn't change. So when he lets us see things and hear about things like this, there is a reason. Now he says in that your fathers, that's our forefathers, that's our ancient forefathers, for all of us, amen, because we all come from Adam, and we all, we can relate to anyone in the past, whether good or bad. Bad, we learn what didn't they know, and the good, we take hold of what the good that our forefathers have done. And the congregation had seen his work, and yet they had a bad opinion of their God, of their Father. They thought that it came out in their words. Your words will show your faith in your heart. And they thought he took us out, opened the mighty sea. He gave us bread. He gave us quail meat to eat. He watched over us. But now he's going to kill us. Can you see? That's a horrible concept of a God that is good. And so as his sheep, they weren't pasturing in the good things of the Lord. They weren't pasturing in the understanding of how his love has always come through for them. And now they're even calling him an enemy, and where he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, they're calling him an enemy. So God was upset about this scenario. And then again, his leadership didn't take him at his word. They didn't listen to exactly what God says is needful. And he won't say more, and he won't say, you'll say exactly what is needed. You don't add to it, you don't take away. We've got plenty of scriptures about that, and when you've had a walk with the Lord, you can witness with it. I witness with it when I've added on to the Lord's word and thought it's going, okay, it's happened like that now it's going to happen like this and this. It's been a place where I've had to say, sorry, Lord, and just come back to the word and, okay, what now? You know? And so you don't add to his word. Remember King Saul? He lost his inheritance to be a powerful and a beautiful king because he added to God's word. He didn't just stick to God's word. He went and he done things that he shouldn't have done. So, guys, that's the encouragement, you know. We the sheep of his pastures. If he's our God, and he's no meeny, miny, small, deceptive, bad God, he is a mighty God. And this mighty God is our Father that knows what we need. And the first thing that we need to know is his name has got to be hallowed. If we can see that God is faithful, steadfast, beautiful, works to the good, and we need to hold fast to that. We can see that he wants to bring about his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. That's what we need. He says you pray this prayer is because God knows what you need. And that's what we need to understand. And we need to understand how does his will come on earth as it is in heaven. When we just stick to what God is saying by getting our daily bread, getting our daily instruction, and staying with God, developing on schedule, and then loving other people, forgiving other people, loving other people as he has loved us. He loved us first. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has moved on behalf of us. And when we stay in that, we do not fall into temptations because we're sticking to our God. And the temptations and the squeeze and the, that come, the squeezing, is an opportunity just to look to God again and say, thank you, you're a good God. Hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. What do we do? What is required of us? No more, no less. But you, the big God that backs over your backs us in every way as a loving Father. And that's the way we go. Amen. We run to God and not from God. And then we're obedient 100%, and we see the great salvation that for from him is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever, today and tomorrow, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.